ER Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Los Angeles County authorities have identified the man who shot and killed 10 people inside a Monterey Park dance studio Saturday. 72-year-old Hu Can Tran apparently killed himself after police caught up with him, but police say it could have been worse.
There were two heroes here who stopped a second shooting shortly after the first one that killed so many victims, says LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
And he was disarmed by two community members who I consider to be heroes.
After he was disarmed, the shooter took off. The suspect found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot was a 72-year-old man. A motive for the attack remains unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News, Monterey Park, California.
Congresswoman Judy Chu represents the district. She says this episode shows the weakness of background checks on gun purchases.
People can still buy guns without that check. If they buy them online or at a gun show or through personal sale.
This is ABC News. The Memphis Police Department has fired five officers after Tyree Nichols died in the hospital a couple of weeks ago following his encounter with police after a traffic stop.
Memphis Police Department's investigation found that the officers involved violated multiple department policies, including excessive use of force, duty to intervene, and duty to render aid. Now, a cause of death has not been released, and the videos of the incident, they're expected to be released to the public as soon as the family reviews them.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. Labor peace at a heavy equipment manufacturer in the Midwest. The United Auto Workers Union announcing that more than 1,000 workers at CNH Industrial in Racine, Wisconsin, and Burlington, Iowa, has approved a new contract, ending a strike that began last May. 2 weeks ago, they'd rejected a previous offer. Sending a letter is more expensive. The post office's Forever stamp now costs 63 cents. The post office says rates will go up twice a year. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Is this an extinction event for the Republican Party? It's an interesting Robert Hubbell writing over at roberthubbell.substack.com. That's the title of his piece. And he notes that there was an important story yesterday about this proposed constitutional amendment to overrule the Citizens United decision. Adam Schiff is the guy who's getting most of the publicity for this. But Adam Schiff and Pramila Jayapal, who is the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and a number of other Democrats have introduced legislation to amend the Constitution of the United States, to get around this doctrine that was created out of thin air in 1976 and 1978 by conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court, which argued that when billionaires or rich people, or anybody actually, give money to a politician, that and the politician does things for those people in exchange for that money, as long as it's not a clear quid pro quo, that is not political, that is not bribery, that is not political corruption, that is merely free speech. Because money, don't you know, is speech. That was 1976, Buckley versus Vallejo. And then in 1978, in the First National Bank of Boston versus Frank Bellotti decision, Bellotti was the attorney general for the state of Massachusetts, and he was prosecuting the First National Bank of Boston for having put money into a ballot initiative that I believe had to do with abortion, as I recall. It had nothing to do with banking. And the law in Massachusetts at that time said corporations could only put money into politics if it had an impact on the corporation. Now, even that's kind of skeezy, but that was how it was. The First National Bank sued and said, no, we should have the right to participate in politics. If billionaires have free speech rights to influence politics, why can't corporations? We're people too, aren't we? And sure enough, in 1978, in First National Bank of Boston versus Bellotti, that decision, the Supreme Court, and in a decision that was actually written by Lewis Powell himself of Powell Memo fame, the Supreme Court ruled that when corporations give money to politicians, that's also merely free speech. They didn't strike down all of the corporate finance laws at that point in time. Several of them were brand new. They'd been passed in 75 and 76 in the wake of the Nixon bribery scandals, where he was bribed by the milk lobby and by Jimmy Hoffa. But they did finally knock down almost all of the campaign finance laws in 2010 with Citizens United that finally took down the Tillman Act from 1907. So anyhow, here's the text of the proposed constitutional amendment. Quote, Congress and the states may regulate and impose reasonable, viewpoint-neutral limitations on the raising and spending of money by candidates and others to influence elections. Fascinating. Hubble goes on to say, remember J.D. Vance, but for a $15 million subsidy by a billionaire, Vance would be an unknown venture capitalist working in obscurity in Silicon Valley. Instead, he's, you know, that billionaire's errand boy in the Senate. And, you know, he goes through this whole rant. The co-sponsors of this legislation include Adam Schiff, as I mentioned, Pramila Jayapal, Dean Phillips, a Democrat from Minnesota, Jim McGovern, the Democrat from Massachusetts, and dozens of other co-sponsors. It's called the Democracy for All Amendment, and they're releasing it. They released it yesterday. I believe tomorrow is the 13th anniversary of the Citizens United decision. And so this was why it was released the way it was when it was. And it accomplishes a couple of fairly straightforward things. It makes a reasonable viewpoint neutral limitations on raising and spending of money by candidates. It allows that. Right now, that's not allowed. You can't have limitations on that because of these three corrupt Supreme Court decisions. It distinguishes between natural persons and corporations. Hallelujah. Corporations are not people, Mitt. And it allows states to enact campaign funding, public campaign funding finance systems, which currently, again, would, you know, run up against the Supreme Court. So, good on Adam Schiff and Pramila Jayapal. Congratulations. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with you, and this is absolutely hysterical. This is a video clip that is floating around the internet. I mentioned earlier, I retweeted it. And Walter Masterson is a political guerrilla theater guy. And so there's this anti-abortion protest going on. I'm not sure exactly where. But Walter Masterson shows up at that anti-abortion protest with a bullhorn and embeds himself with all these anti-abortion protesters and starts you know, shouting anti-abortion slogans to the point where suddenly the guys in the crowd, and he's mostly surrounded by men, actually, in this anti-abortion crowd, they start, you know, saying, no, we don't talk like that. You're saying the quiet part out loud. Here, let me just play this for you. It's just hysterical.
We hate women. We hate women. Whatever happened to church and state? They used to be friends.
This is a great way for us to control women.
Sir, how are you doing?
Listen, you're not with our group. I don't
want you
to.
Yes, I am with you.
No, you're not.
I am with you. I hate women. I hate women. That's why I'm here, okay? I deserve to be here.
I think everyone here agrees with me.
I 100% agree.
I'm here because I cannot trust women to make their own decisions in life. If I could trust women to make their own decisions, then I'd be with you people.
He's
women
pointing to the counter.
Their own decisions. Can you imagine that?
Why are you touching him? Yeah.
Why are you touching him?
Him?
Are you touching me?
Not belong to our group.
I believe that America is a crystal fascist state, and I hate women. Can I stay now?
So anyhow, you get the point. I mean, it's hysterical. We need more of this. We need political theater. Guerrilla theater is so cool, and this guy did such a great job of it. And like I said, it's on my Twitter feed if you want to find it. And you can retweet it yourself. So it's Anything Goes Friday. Let's pick up your calls here. Patricia in Redick, Florida. Hey, Patricia, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about this so-called budget crisis. The thing that made me a political junkie way back in the early 80s, when Ronald Reagan submitted his first budget to Congress, was a guy named Walter Karp from Harper's who wrote an editorial in which he claimed it was not a budget, it had nothing to do with numbers, and that it was nothing more than social engineering under the guise of a trumped-up fiscal crisis. And it was, I don't know how much you remember of all the characters back in that day, James Watt was the one who said out loud, would use the budget system as the excuse to make major policy decisions.
I do remember that. Watt was the guy who, he was the Department of Interior guy under Reagan, and he was the guy who, when they asked him, you know, well, why are you selling off these public lands for pennies on the dollar to drilling and mining companies and whatnot, and he said, well, when Jesus comes back, he's going to make all things new.
Well, that's exactly it. And I think this whole which, believe it or not, I have saved this article since October of 1981. Hmm. It should be required reading, but Mr. Karp just took apart the budget piece by piece, line by line, and I really believe he hit the nail right on the head. It's just their way to enact social engineering under the trumped-up premise of being fiscally responsible. It's right. not. It's returning unfettered capitalism over to the titans of industry on the backs of the rest of us.
Yep, it was laissez-faire.
Yeah,
I think we need to acknowledge that not only was Reagan, not only have the Republicans since Reagan been engaged in social engineering, moving $50 trillion from 1981 to today, $50 trillion out of the wealth and pockets of the bottom 90% into the money bins of the top 1%. But also FDR was doing social engineering. And, in creating Medicare, or he didn't create Medicare, it was LBJ, but, Social Security and unemployment insurance and all these things. Social engineering, we need to have an honest debate about this. What kind of social engineering do we want to have? What kind of society do we want to have? Because that's one of the purposes of government, is to decide what quality of life we're going to have as a society. There's a reason why Denmark is the happiest country in the world.
Right. And that's just, I guess, social engineering includes just releasing capitalism from any bondage to the rest of us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Laissez-faire, which is French for something like leave us alone, I believe it is. Patricia, thank you. Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening to us there on SiriusXM. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes. Coming up on 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program, the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are sane and we are still here.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. This is our neck of the woods here. It's beautiful. I see these American Cruise Lines boats going down the Columbia River all the time. They are so beautiful. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Kino, my apologies for missing that I had promised you you'd come back on the other side of the break. Anyhow, Kino, you're on the air. What's up?
Okay. No, Tom, that's all right. It's a privilege to get to talk on your program. Well, I want to tell you, there's a magic song that if it's adopted and started, the people in Russia and Iran start playing it, it will bring about the fall of Putin and the fall of the Ayatollahs, and it's got magic in it. Now, I'm not too much into music, but when I discovered this song, I realized the magic of it. There's a group in England called Coldplay, and they have a song called Viva La Vida. And what it is about when the French Revolution, when they were going to bring the king out and they were going to chop his head off, he begged to give a speech to the crowd. And as they brought him up, the officials, before they killed him, were going to let him talk. But the crowd booed and said, kill him, kill him. And he never got to make a speech. So Coldplay has this song with the words of what he wanted to say and apologize for misusing his ability to help people. And you know, when I rule the world are part of the songs. Mm-hmm. And if the people in Russia will start playing this song and the people in Iran will start playing this song about the end of a dictator in France, it'll bring about the end of Putin and the end of the Ayatollahs. I think the possibility of the magic in this song. So your program out across the world to Russia and Iran, if they'll start playing this song, it'll help bring down the bad rulers in those places. Then it'll spread to Belarus and Nicaragua and Venezuela. If they start playing this song, it'll have magic results. Ziggy a little while ago said anti-fascist Friday, but anti-dictator Friday also. What do you think, Tom?
I like it, Kino, and I don't think we should ever underestimate the power of music. Music sometimes reflects culture, and sometimes it drives culture. And, you know, in fact, back when I was a teenager, there was a movement to amend the Constitution to allow 18-year-olds to vote. The voting age was 21. And I'm forgetting right now the artist who did the song, but you know, there was this song where the line was, "You're old enough to kill, but not for voting." You know, this old world is exploding. You know, et cetera. And
Tom,
yeah, go ahead.
Tom, have you ever heard the history of the Coldplay song "Viva La Vida"? The background that it was
not until you just told me, Kino. But I'm fascinated by it, and I'm going to have to check it out. And this is great, Kino. I got to run, but thank you for the call. That's brilliant, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom. How we know that Donald Trump knows and knew that his situation with the classified documents was nothing like anything that had ever happened before or since in his
good imitation.
This is what happened. I mean, these administrative document misplacements or displacements, as whatever, I think are relatively common in every administration. And they are resolved normally in the way that President Biden is resolving his case, resolved without fanfare.
Right.
And by the way, I would have been prepared to think the same about Donald Trump with his documents that may have mistakenly been transported to Mar-a-Lago. And even the search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago would have gone off without fanfare. We would have known nothing about it except for Donald J. Trump publicizing it like the little punk that he is. He's a victim. He came and searched my place.
That's right. I completely forgot, Paul. When the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, they did it on the down low, on the QT. They didn't even dress in FBI clothes, you know, the FBI jackets.
It was not a raid. It was not a raid.
You're right.
He's the one who made it public. But here's the kicker, Tom. Here's the clincher. Donald Trump is the one who initiated litigation in federal court with one of his handpicked judges, Judge Eileen Luce Cannon, who asked her to declare everything that was taken as evidence by appointing a special evidence master.
Right.
And she did. And she didn't say, "You want me to what? You want me to declare all of this as evidence against you before there's any legal action even taken?" See, there's no evidence until an action is taken and whatever is entered through the evidentiary process.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just stuff. They just took it.
Yeah.
They just took stuff, and as yet, they have yet to do anything with it. Maybe they just want to take it back to the archives, and no legal action has still been taken. And what she did is actually obstruction of justice, because she ordered that the Justice Department, this stuff that they took, is evidence against Donald Trump, and they can't look at it.
I agree.
Wait a minute.
I agree. I know, it's crazy. Paul, thank you. You're spot on.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed one in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
The Shaw 101.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Los Angeles County authorities have identified the man who shot and killed 10 people inside a Monterey Park dance studio Saturday. 72-year-old Hu Can Tran apparently killed himself after police caught up with him, but police say it could have been worse.
There were two heroes here who stopped a second shooting shortly after the first one that killed so many victims, says LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
And he was disarmed by two community members who I consider to be heroes.
After he was disarmed, the shooter took off. The suspect found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot was a 72-year-old man. A motive for the attack remains unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News, Monterey Park, California.
Congresswoman Judy Chu represents the district. She says this episode shows the weakness of background checks on gun purchases.
People can still buy guns without that check. If they buy them online or at a gun show or through personal sale.
This is ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Boom.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Steve in St. Louis. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, okay, hear me out. Now, this circus that's going to start for the next 2 years, they're going to want to pull people back onto the stand to try to get them to screw up when it comes to the January 6th, you know, because they want that whole thing to go away. And so they can say, well, see, mm-hmm. it's all a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, how do we know that all these people are under federal investigation right now under DOJ? So my suggestion is, whether it's Hillary Clinton or anyone on the January 6th committee or anyone who came forward and gave their testimony, mm-hmm. or even Hunter Biden for that matter,
mm-hmm.
don't answer any questions and only answer it by saying, I will not answer any of your questions on the grounds that either you or someone in your committee is under federal investigation. And this includes George Santos if he's going to question Fauci.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, Santos is on the science committee.
Rather than plead the fifth, because see, if you plead the fifth and they, oh, you're guilty. Well, rather than do that, just don't answer any questions under the grounds they're under federal investigation.
Are you asserting that there's a legal basis for that statement, Steve, or are you arguing that this would be a political strategy?
Let's just put it this way. Let's call their bluff. Because if they say, we can say, well, okay, prove to us that you're not under federal investigation. Now they have to prove that they're not under investigation. Federal investigation.
Well, no, they
that
don't. They can simply slap a contempt of Congress charge on the person giving the testimony or refusing to give the testimony.
Even if that person that they're trying to get the answers out is under federal investigation?
Yes, that doesn't change the authority that they have as a member of Congress.
Wow.
As long as they're a member of Congress. I mean, you know, they could be under federal investigation. They could have just been convicted yesterday of murdering their spouse. As long as they're still a sitting member of Congress, they still have the powers that are, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution or in law that I know of, or in House rules for that matter. I mean, you know, we saw this with James Traficant, that, you know, he didn't leave until after, even after he was convicted, he didn't want to leave. And it took the House Ethics Committee bouncing him out, as I recall. But the bottom line is that.
I was going to say, what would be the fine or the fee or whatever?
Year in jail.
Fine.
Year in jail.
For how long?
A year. A 1 year in jail is the fine for defying Congress.
I mean, can you imagine putting all those people in jail?
Well, I don't think the Republicans would have a problem with that. They've helped drive up the largest prison population in the world here in the United States since Nixon embraced the Southern strategy. But Steve, I have to move along. But you got me thinking here. I mean, I don't think just the way you laid it out would work. But there may be, this may be the germ of an idea. We need to kick it around for a while. Steve, thank you. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about planting food forests.
Okay.
To stop extreme weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know...
By food forests, are you talking about orchards?
No, just food forests. It's just like a mixture of different species of fruit and nut trees and bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to terraform the earth to reverse climate change, to mm-hmm. stop the extreme weather patterns. Mm-hmm. You can carve hillsides, turn them into steps, like at Machu Picchu. You know, they would grow stuff on steps.
Oh, it's all over Asia, too.
And,
yeah,
so you can have these huge steps that are sometimes 20 feet wide, and then you have a huge berm.
Mm-hmm.
A berm is just a big mound of dirt on the edge of that.
Right.
And so if it's in a place where there's droughts, then if a little bit of rain falls, the rain stays where it fell, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what we want.
Yeah.
But if you're in a place where there's flooding, when the rain falls, the rain still stays where it fell, which is what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terraforming the planet. Well, yeah, we already have. I mean, to a large extent, but yeah, food forests. Interesting idea. Thank you for that, Alan in Bakersfield, California. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm an environmentalist, and I'm just reading a story about what's going on in Atlanta forest. There's a movement going on to protect the forest from. Development into a cop city by Atlanta.
Oh yeah, it's not Atlanta, it's the state of Georgia. They want to expand the Georgia Police Academy or build a new one, and they're tearing up some forest to do it. And you got some people out there protesting. I think that this is just development, but it seems that the protests are as much against, you know, another police academy as they are against tearing up part of the forest. I mean, forests are torn up in Georgia all the time for development.
Well, yes. We mentioned Kemp the other day, a while ago. The last month, prosecutors took the unusual step of charging six people connected to defend the Atlanta forest
mm-hmm.
this last month with an effort and charged them with the domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
They were from out of state, it turns out. And then Governor Brian Kemp said after that he vowed to maintain the aggressive approach
mm-hmm.
and he quote, "The only response we will give to the intimidation and violence is swift and exact justice," he mm-hmm. said in a statement.
Right. Yeah.
Now, a democracy not just covered this story this morning. I'm getting this information from the New York Times
mm-hmm.
on page 15 yesterday. Protester killed in standoff over a police training ground near Atlanta. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, a guy named Mr. Register, said that the environmentalist who was shot, said without warning that he shot a trooper, and then the officers returned fire.
Mm-hmm.
But this appears to be hyperbole. Today's Democracy Now. They had a person who gave his account, and under anonymity,
mm-hmm.
and the situation is just as much about the forest as it is government militarization of the police state,
right,
against mm-hmm. environmentalists.
Yeah. No, I totally get it, Alan. And I'm not super well versed on this. I read the story in, I think it was the New York Times yesterday or maybe the Washington
yeah.
Post. I don't recall,
yeah.
You know, about it. But and I lived in Georgia for 11 years and I graduated from the Georgia Police Academy, the one down in the southern part of the state, the old one, the current one. You know, back in the late 90s when I was writing a novel about private detectives and they opened the academy to civilians for about 6 months in anticipation of the Olympics coming to Atlanta. This must have been 98, I think, was the Olympics. And, you know, I still got the certificate and I had a badge and a license for 2 years. I was licensed as a private detective in the state of Georgia. gun permit, really? And the whole bit. Yeah. And in fact, I've got a license plate that's got the Georgia Police Academy on it. But, you know, all that said, you do have to have training facilities for cops. And on the one hand, on the other hand, you know, is this the appropriate one? I don't know. I don't live in Georgia anymore. I don't pay that much attention to Georgia politics. But it does seem to me that this is more of a local story than a macro story. But Alan, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Good day, Tom. I'll echo Ziggy and say happy anti-fascist Friday.
There you go.
And, you know, that's a really good one. And also, I hope Ziggy has an indict Trump bumper sticker on his site. But Tom, I'm sure you saw this morning Tim Kaine announced he's going to run for re-election in 2024. And that's good news as far as the Democrats retaining control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And related to that, you were talking this week about how 1 in 10 COVID cases end up with long COVID. And, you know, Senator Kaine is one of the more high profile examples of that. So anyone
Tim
out
Kaine
there
has long COVID?
Yeah, I don't know if he still has it, but he had it. Last I heard, he had it for a long time. Yeah,
huh. I didn't know. That.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope he's well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully he's over it now, but he definitely was a long COVID patient. And so for anyone out there who hasn't gotten their bivalent booster, I strongly urge them to do so. It is efficacious even against the new XBB 1.5 variant. And sticking with Senator Kaine, Tom, I think you'll agree that where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris succeeded and Hillary and Tim Kaine failed was that the Biden campaign more openly embraced the progressive movement, whereas Hillary was perceived as more adversarial towards us. So, you know, whether President Biden runs again in 2024 or not, I think he needs to keep going in this direction. And now would be a great time, in my opinion, for him to fulfill one of his 2020 campaign pledges, which was to reduce the age for Medicare eligibility to 60.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my opinion, Tom, John Fetterman's pro-worker and unabashedly progressive campaign in Pennsylvania, where he outperformed Biden's margins from 2020, Fetterman's campaign really should be the Democratic blueprint for victory in 2024. And he ran on Medicare for All, but you know, reducing it to 60 would be a strong statement.
I agree.
How do you feel about that?
I completely agree with you, Jeff. And I think that America is becoming more progressive, and progressive politics, I think, are the future, very much the future. So, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. Nice to hear from you, as always. And we will be right back. It's 47 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media, talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with your calls on Anything Goes.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is the hidden history of guns in the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is the hidden history of the Supreme Court and the betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is the hidden history of the war on voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is the hidden history of monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see the hidden history of oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, mancrates.com is perfect for his birthday, anniversary, or any occasion. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, Manchin tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put that on my list. Or the Grillmaster Crate featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. On top of that, I can get you 15% off on his perfect gift. Just use that code RADIO15 at mancrates.com and you will save 15% on his perfect gift. That's RADIO15 at mancrates.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Mike in Gaylord, Michigan. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I've been listening to the news and stuff, and one thing I haven't heard, and I'm wondering, when Trump was complaining about them going down and raiding Mar-a-Lago, he kept making comments about the president before him about papers he took. And all of a sudden, these papers show up in Biden's offices. And I'm just wondering, did they ever go back to the National Archives and check after his presidency? Did he turn in all his papers? And if so, who took them back out?
Who's the he you're talking about, Trump?
Or Biden? No, Biden and Obama.
Obama. Now, it turned out that the papers that Obama took, in quotes, the millions of papers that Trump said that Obama took, what he was talking about were the papers that ended up in the presidential library, and they were all vetted by the National Archives. The National Archives actually run the presidential libraries. So, no, there's no there, Mike, to quote Joe Biden. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Tom, just listening about this death ceiling. What do the U.S. congressmen and the House of Representatives and Senate get in pension? Maybe we should start cutting their pensions. They're a drain on the society.
That would be a good start.
They can live on the bribes that they receive.
Yeah.
After all, most of them, even if they don't enter as millionaires, they end up leaving as millionaires.
I know. I'm guessing you're being facetious, Linda, and the both of us would like to see fewer bribes and a reasonable salary so that members of Congress, you know, can have a home in D.C. and a home back in Wyoming or wherever. And it is a little more expensive than your average job, right?
I understand that. But right away, to save money, they're going to cut the people who have worked, a senior like me, for their pension and for, like, it's not a pension, Medicare, but it's like a pension. Yeah. My husband also has a pension.
Yeah.
But they're willing to cut that. But are they willing to cut back on their own services? I mean, I don't know. But from my understanding, and I tried to look it up, I don't know. But I think once they serve, they get, like, health insurance for life. Stuff that they get, they don't
pension.
Even want to give to the people that they're supposed to be serving.
I agree. And,
Trump gave...
Let's not dump on all these politicians. Linda, I want to try and get one more call in here before the end of the end of the day. Nolan in St. Charles, Illinois. You got a quick one here, Nolan? I've got less than a minute.
Yes, just coming across Kentucky, I lost your station, but a Catholic station came on, and they talked about the tyranny that women are now under since Roe versus Wade is away. So, anyway.
You mean the tyranny of women are no longer under?
No, they're no longer under it since Roe versus Wade went away.
Right.
You know, so making their own choices was tyranny?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't either, but you're listening to a religious station, and, you know, religion by definition is not about logic, right?
And I passed a couple Confederate flags were part of the landscaping of some of the homeowners out there. But go to Kentucky for the bourbon, not for good radio.
Yeah. So, okay.
All right.
Have
a good weekend, Tom.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nolan. Appreciate the call. And that's it. We're wrapping the show. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Biller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde. All the folks who help make this program work every single day. Thank you to them, and thank you to you for listening, watching, participating, calling, letting your stations know that you're listening, letting sponsors know. It's a great thing. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5, at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.